It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Welcome, welcome, Belton Johnson. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How about yourself there, Tamara?
I'm doing okay, Belton. And I sort of alluded to this off air, but I will tell you the whole story now. So I was just telling you off air, I've made a horrible mistake. A horrible, horrible mistake. Libby told me yesterday after the show, as I was driving home to get some lunch, she said, Tamara, check out Belton Johnson's Facebook posts from Thanksgiving dinner. But you have to do it today and not tomorrow, right before you talk to him, because it will be too hard for you to have the conversation with him because you're already going to be hungry for lunch. Because every time I talk to you, I'm like, I'm hungry for lunch and I just want to eat and eat and eat everything that you were talking about. And Belton, I forgot to do it yesterday and I'm just looking at all the photos right now. And my God, like, what did you rub on that turkey? Am I I'm seeing specks of all sorts of things, I think. And it just, the mashed potatoes, the pierogies. I was just telling you how much I love pierogies. Like, is that some collard greens that I'm seeing? Like,
oh, look at you. Yes, those are collard greens for sure. With smoked ham hock in there. And we also had cornbread dressing, mac and cheese.
Oh, I'm seeing the mac and cheese now.
And my wife's
cabbage rolls.
Cabbage rolls, sweet potato pie, pecan pie, pumpkin pie.
Why? Deviled eggs? Deviled eggs with a twist by the looks of it. These pictures just keep on going. Libby, you got to check up on me and make sure I'm doing what you tell me to do. Macaroni.
I'm pretty sure I could have had half a Regina.
Well, why didn't you invite me, Belton Johnson? I'm just joking, of course.
That bird was 27 pounds. That's the biggest turkey I ever cooked there.
How many people were you serving?
Oh, gosh. It must have been, about 8 to 10 people. But I will tell you, there were, about four rider players.
Oh, yeah. They eat for, four people each, probably.
They do. And
give me that protein.
Well, and I know how it is to be away from home and everything.
Aww.
And I wanted to make sure that they had to-go boxes and everything.
Aww.
I told them, Tamara, if they don't eat all this stuff, I'm in trouble because, this is the time I start gaining my weight right about now.
Well, we're heading into hibernation season, Belton. That's just what we do. We need to thicken up a little bit for the winter, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and you've got another Thanksgiving around the corner, too. So keep it going. I look forward to looking at those pictures as well after I've had lunch one day. Okay, Belton, we are becoming horribly sidetracked. Thanksgiving, old news. Let's talk about, actually, one more question for you. What are your thoughts for the game tonight? Because you know the Riders are playing.
Well, the thoughts for the game tonight is, I just want to see how some of the backups perform and everything, right? I just look at the future of this team and, the things that they built, the players that have come in playing great. I want to see how Jake Mayer does. I want to see how, what's the running back, Mario Anderson Jr. I want to see how he does when they have the spotlight on them tonight.
Mm.
So that's what I'm most forward looking to. It'd be nice to get a win and, be 3-0 during the regular season versus the Bombers.
Yeah, why not?
But I think the Bombers are going to be put up a pretty good fight here, I believe.
All right. Well, I look forward to that. And a reminder to our listeners, we've got green and white prognostications coming up in the next hour. Okay, let's get to it, Belton. What are you going to make me drool from today? It's Eaton Time.
So what we're going to do today, Tamara, is a grilled bacon wrapped stuffed flank steak.
That sounds
delicious. I know that's a lot, right? So the first thing we want to do is get the smoker cranked up to, 300 degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on the stovetop, what I like to do is saute mushrooms, peppers, onions, get the olive oil in there, get everything browned.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got that cooking, I like to add in spinach and cook it for another few minutes or so and season with salt, pepper. And once we got all that cooked up, we're going to set it to the side.
Okay.
The next, The next thing we're going to do, we're going to butterfly a flank steak.
Okay.
And so once we got that flank steak butterfly, what we want to do is cover the bottom layer of the flank steak with slices of prosciutto and mozzarella. Are you still there with
me? I am with you. Yes. Prosciutto, mozzarella. Are you kidding me? Continue.
And then, leave about half inch space around the edges there because we're going to have to roll this thing up in a bit, right? So we got the prosciutto, the mozzarella there. Then we're going to spread on that sauteed mushroom, pepper, onion, spinach mixture that we had set to the side, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to spread it evenly on top of the cheese.
Oh, my God.
Once we have all that together, we're going to roll it into a log, and we're going to season the outside of that flank steak with our favorite rub seasoning.
Ugh. Keep going.
All right. That's not all. So
it's not all. It's not time yet. Go.
No. So once we got that all together, rolled up, we're going to wrap it with bacon strips. We're going to wrap bacon strips around the flank steak there. We got it stuffed. And we're going to tie it off with butcher string to make sure it holds together.
Mm-hmm. Don't want any of all that right. good stuff falling out. Heck no.
No, you don't. And the next thing we're going to do is place that rolled steak onto the hot grates of the smoker. And we're going to cook it until it hits an internal temperature of about 130 degrees or so.
Okay, you like your steaks medium.
That's right. Look at you. You know your temperature's there.
I got a list in front of me. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
But I'm learning. It's all part of the process, Felton.
That's right. And so once we get that cooked up, and it should take anywhere from about maybe 45 minutes to an hour to mm-hmm. get to that temperature. Once it hits 130 degrees, we're going to remove it from the grill. And we're going to have to let it rest for about 15 minutes or so at room temperature. You know why we got to let it rest, Mara?
Yeah, it keeps on cooking. And also, it just makes us suffer more. And we grow through suffering as we have to wait for this delicious steak.
That's exactly right. So we got to let it rest for 15 minutes.
Same and with turkey. Come on.
Oh, yeah. And after we've let it rest for 15 minutes, we'll slice it up a bit, but I like to serve with some honey glazed carrots, collard greens, cornbread. Guess what, Tamara?
What? What time is it, Belton?
It's eating time.
Woohoo! Belton Johnson, you're always such a joy. Thank you so much, as always, for making me very hungry in this hour and 15 minutes I have left before I can go get some lunch. But go Riders, go. And also, go Belton Johnson, go. That's so nice to hear you having some of the Riders who are away from home over for Thanksgiving dinner. You are a stand-up guy. And if we don't speak before your American Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving to you, good sir.
Thank you very much, Tamara. You have a great weekend and enjoy your Thanksgiving as well.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much, Belton. I was just telling Belton off air that I am going to be celebrating Thanksgiving with my family this weekend. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for all the turkey and all the fixins and everything. All right, keep on listening. We've got a really cool conversation coming up out of North Battleford. On the other side of the break, I'm Tamara Cherry, and you're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.